Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your level of influence, increase your reputation as a leader, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to drive remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Well, I'm excited about today because Perry and I are going to change roles. We're switching seats and I'm putting him on the hot seat, especially since today's episode is titled Questions I Ask Myself as a Coaching Leader. And with Perry being one of our John Maxwell executive coaches, I thought that we would turn the tables a bit today, and I'm going to ask the questions and you're going to get to hear from one of our best. Before I do that, let me position this conversation in the five levels of leadership context that this podcast is really built around. Coaching is a leadership competency. And let me stop for just a second. If as an organization you guys do not have a competency map, I would encourage you to begin looking into that. As you begin to make decisions, develop leaders, the best way to make sure that it is aligning properly over time and it's sustainable is that you have a competency model that you tie that to. All great leaders take the growth and development of their teams very seriously. For that reason, I would position this topic around coaching on our level four, which we call people development of the five levels. I should also remind our audience that if you want to review the five levels of leadership model, you can do that by referring to episode one of this podcast series. So enough of that. Let's jump into the fun. Let's put Perry on the hot seat. And I have a couple questions for him. Right. And so what I want to do is I want to talk to you or ask you questions that as a coaching leader you should be asking yourself and the importance of them.
All right,
question number one. Am I growing, learning, and leading myself well?
Wow, that's a good one to start with, and it's interesting as a coach thinking that it does start with me, is that it's a personal growth question. It speaks to the point that John taught me so many years ago, taught many of us so many years ago, is that you cannot give what you do not have. Yeah. And I think so many leaders avoid coaching their teams because they don't think they have anything to share. They don't have anything to share, they turn coaching conversations really into performance reviews, which always frustrated me. I think I'm getting a coaching conversation and I get, they want to do a territory review or an account planning session. What I really want to know here is, have I done the personal development? Do I have a personal development plan so that I'm pouring into me so that I can be pouring into you, to the person I'm trying to coach? And when you add on a little bit about leading myself well, is that we talk several times on this podcast here, is that people are watching you all the time. And I always ask, what are they watching for? And if you're not leading yourself well, they're watching for those actions, reactions, behaviors, daily disciplines. Are you doing them? Because when I'm coaching you, I'm probably going to challenge you. And if I'm challenging you, but not challenging me,
that's right.
That's a leadership problem.
Yeah, going back to what you just mentioned about the question around growing and learning, and you can't give what you don't have. I often see great coaches or people that are great leaders coaching their people be authentic, mm-hmm. right? And just have that leadership voice. And so when you're developing yourself and you're learning and things come to mind and you want to coach and develop and impart things, it'll come to you a lot faster, and just be authentic about what it is, because you'll never know the value that that's going to add to those that you are coaching unless you say it. And I've had that happen to me in many situations. Well, question number two, as a coach, do I provide clear guidance on what I expect of my team?
Oh, that's a great, this is really the success question. And I've found that if people are not aware of my expectations as the leader, then they're not going to have a clear idea what the priorities are to get there. And if there's no priorities, there's really no success. I always ask the executives that I coach if they have a set standard for performance that they've communicated for their team and established a level of expectation about what's to be done, how it's to be done. If they have not done those two things, and we're not going to really have a great coaching conversation, because my expectations are one level, yours are at another. I have not really communicated my standard of operation for this team and what the priorities are.
And I think one thing to add on to that is make sure when you do that and you're providing that, that you also communicate how that aligns with the organization's goals, right? The bigger picture.
Yeah.
And so I think that's critical there. All right, you're doing well. Okay, two down, a couple more to go. Question number three, am I providing clear feedback for my people? This is a great question, right? A lot of people don't like to provide feedback. They don't like maybe the confrontation if it's a negative feedback. So as a coach, the question here is, am I providing clear feedback for my people?
And the question you often get, isn't feedback the same as coaching? And coaching and feedback the same? They're not. They can be similar. But this is a growth question, and I see coaching and feedback as two different things, really, for me. Feedback is really situational specific. When coaching can have a much broader scope, you can definitely coach to a specific situation, don't get me wrong. But I use coaching as a model for a larger conversation about the whole person and the person's mindset. Feedback, to me, is really about an in-the-moment performance opportunity where you're working with your team, and you observe. I often think I go on sales calls, and then if I don't take that moment to walking back to the car, getting a coffee, even just discussing it in the office after the call is over, and I don't make it complicated. A lot of people get into struggles with, I don't have time to coach because I don't have all these, my tools and my laptop and my whiteboard and my notes. Here's an idea. I have a little three-part feedback. It's what I thought they did really well, where I thought they could maybe use some improvement, what do you think? And all I want to do is have a conversation. And when I get down to that, what do you think? I've told them what I think about that, but I want to hear what you think. It opens a dialogue where then I can go back to being authentic. I've been in a sales call. I've struggled in a sales call.
Yeah, sure.
I've failed in a sales call. I'm watching you. I want to help you. It shows that I care about you, that I'm willing to give feedback to you because I want to see you grow and improve. And I think this sets the table for a great coaching conversation later, but the feedback is a seed that I plant that's going to grow a coaching conversation.
I think that is valuable feedback, especially for those that don't naturally like to give that type of feedback. Now, remember, what we're doing is we're talking about questions that coaches ask themselves during situations about coaching other people. And so I want to encourage you, whether you're an executive leader, whether you're a new leader, or again, we define leadership as influence, and we all are leaders, and we're all coaching people, that these questions are relevant to each one of you that are listening when it comes to impacting and leading others. So question number four, Mary, for you. Am I communicating or really connecting with the individual?
And so John has a book titled similar to this, and that everybody communicates, few connect. And I found that I was a world-class communicator and really failing at connecting with people. So if you're not connecting, you have a very difficult time coaching for growth, I found. We talk a lot about level two, the relationship level, and that people follow because they want to. John says there's a lot. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So connecting is really about saying that I care. I'm here to help you grow and improve. And that it's a little bit about listening. It's a little bit about following through. It's a little bit about hearing them and the whole person to me. So I'm really trying to connect with the individual, not just communicate instructions.
One of the best practices that we have at the John Maxwell Company, we do a lot of leadership coaching around the world on the five levels of leadership. And in our year-long program, the first month, there's two calls, as you know, Perry. Mm-hmm. The first one is simply just to connect, right? Mm-hmm. We call it life-defining moments. What is your life story? I know our coaches kind of vulnerably share theirs. The coachee shares theirs. And it just sets the table. It sets the foundation, to your point, to be able to effectively coach and share information. Question number five, am I asking powerful questions and listening to my people?
Yeah, you could probably break those into two questions, but your point is a good one, is that, first of all, listening to me is the value question. It says, I think the greatest way you can show value to another human being is to actively listen to them. Put away your device, pay attention, you're listening to them in the moment. Actually, I have a plaque on my desk that says, be here now. And it's really to remind me that in the moment, am I in the moment? If I'm constantly looking at my phone, instant messenger, things popping up in email, I'm not focusing on them. And then the questions piece, obviously as a coach, there's nothing better than having powerful, and you use that word powerful questions. This is an awareness question to me to say, am I thinking through what's a way to move you, the person I'm coaching, to reveal to me and to open up to me in a way that I ask questions. Now, John's always taught that your questions reveal what you value. And so I always used to tell a story about, you know, tell my wife how much I love her, how much I need her, how much I value, how important she is to me. And then I get a phone call. She says I was in a car accident. And I said, how's the car? And so those don't line up. And so I'm thinking the questions I'm asking in a coaching conversation, do they line up with these, as you said earlier, the bigger picture values, vision, mission, what we're trying to accomplish, what the expectations I've set, the standards we've set, am I asking questions that align to what's going on there? And John's really big on thinking through questions that reveal motive, questions that reveal values, questions that go deeper than just background understanding questions.
Well, I will tell you this. We often end our podcast and our time together with what are the next steps? What are action items? And for today's lesson, I think the action items are in the content. We gave you five questions that Perry suggested as a coach. All of us are coaches that we're asking ourselves as we're investing and coaching others. Perry, any closing thoughts around this is what you do so well? And have done for so many years. Any closing thoughts that you'd share with our audience about coaching?
Yeah, you know, I've never asked a leader, did they think coaching was valuable, if they said no. Everybody says, yes, it's valuable. I said, are you doing it? No, not so much.
That's right.
Why are you not doing it? I don't have the time. So this is the value question again to me, is that if it's so valuable, maybe I'm making it too hard. Can I do 10 minutes? Could I do it on the way to something else? Could I get a coffee with you? Could I invest in your life in a way that does that? Try something small, try something easy, but try it. And then set a time just to regularly do that. Small things done daily, small things done weekly, small things done monthly, they will make for big, great results later on. So I'm finding the more you put into the coaching and feedback of your people, the greater results you're going to drive.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I really like being on this side of the mic, Perry. So next time we might be doing the same thing. Thank you for that extremely valuable content. I know that for myself and for those that are listening, we all need to focus on coaching those that are on our team. So I really do appreciate it. If anything we talked about today kind of resonated with you, if maybe you're even interested in being coached by one of our coaches on the five levels of leadership, or need additional resources, or even just have an additional question for Perry that we could answer for you in one of our podcasts, or maybe even on-site in your organization, please feel free to go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast and submit your questions, your form, or your interest there. We're so grateful that you joined us. Until next time, this is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.